The views and opinions expressed on this program are not those of the station, but of the sponsor, the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce.
Welcome back to the Chamber Connection. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, on another Chamber of Commerce weather type of day. A little warm, but the sun is out and looking nice. But as Mark just said, a little later this week, it might not be so nice. And we are in hurricane season, and that means our businesses and our people need to prepare. And we have a guest today who will talk to us about that. She's relatively new to Escambia County in our community, but Michelle Luckett is the CEO, and I want to make sure I get this right, for BRACE, the Be Ready Alliance Coordinating for Emergencies.
That's Michelle. Right. You got it. Well done.
Awesome. Thank you. And welcome to the Chamber Connection.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So, like I mentioned, you're relatively new here, but tell us about your background and what brought you to Escambia County.
Sure. Well, I relocated here in November from St. Petersburg, Florida, down in the Tampa Bay area. And prior to that, I ran the Hurricane Irma recovery for Monroe County down in the Florida Keys, where Irma came through as a Category 4 storm, destroying about 10,000 homes and causing millions of dollars worth of damage to that community that will take probably 5 to 10 years for them to stand back up. So I was the executive director for the long-term recovery group down there, and did a lot of work with the BRACE former CEO, Greg Strader. Mm-hmm. And we had done a bunch of conferences around the state of Florida, and when his retirement was announced, I got a phone call. So I was thrilled for the opportunity to interview, and then of course once I was offered the position, hopped in the car and drove 7 hours up here to come see the community and look at the damage from Sally and to have conversations with members of the board off the record, and then I moved here in November, and so I'm thrilled to be here.
Great. Well, welcome to the community.
Thank you.
And appreciate you jumping in. I know, like you said, you came in right after Sally, and there's still a lot that needs to be done with that recovery. Talk about that a little bit.
So as many people know, there were a lot of folks that were damaged by the storm. To put some numbers to it, there were 25,000 Escambia County residents that applied for FEMA assistance. Only about half of those received some type of aid, whether it was a FEMA award for damages to their home or a what's known as an other needs assistance grant that was given. That's not a lot. It's not a lot of assistance.
Right.
And so what BRACE has done is we've partnered with United Way of West Florida and the Escambia County Long-Term Recovery Group, which is a coordinated effort of approximately 180 organizations in this community, to pool resources together in talent and time to organize a local recovery effort. It is the responsibility of the community to handle its recovery.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think, oh no, FEMA's going to come in and fix things, or the federal government's going to do that. That's, honest to goodness, it's really not their job. And so it really is incumbent upon the state and the county and the city governments to help stand up and solve these problems. So the Escambia Long-Term Recovery Group has been up and running. They meet monthly. We've got amazing partners, and together we've raised with United Way of West Florida almost $600,000. BRACE has then additionally brought in probably about another $350,000 to $400,000 as well. That's designed to assist clients or assist local residents with their recovery. So there is a helpline that people can call and to get assistance. And, you know, the biggest things that are still needed, of course, are roof repairs.
Mm-hmm.
With the cost of lumber and roofing materials going up as much as they have. The cost of repairing a roof has probably increased anywhere from 15 to 20%. And, you know, that stretches resources.
Right.
So we're trying to help as many people as we can. Unfortunately, we won't be able to help everybody, but we'll certainly try to make a dent in it.
Yes. So, you know, you're going to be working on that for a while. But here we are back in hurricane season again.
Right.
And, you know, talk about there's already something out in the Gulf. But what, you know, should businesses specifically be doing right now, if they haven't been already, doing to prepare for the upcoming hurricane season. So if something does happen again, you know, they're ready for recovery as soon as possible after the storm passes.
Well, I think that the big reality, and this may not come as a surprise, or it may, about 65% of business owners do not have a plan in place to cope with a natural disaster. And that number comes from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation that did an extensive study of 15 large communities that are in disaster-prone areas. And what they realize is that in the 2 years following a disaster, fewer than 7% of companies that employ between 10 and 100 employees will exist after a major event. And that truly has to do with the business's ability to plan and then to execute that plan after recovery. So losses for the community when it comes to a large disaster can be anywhere from, you know, a couple hundred dollars a day to, for small businesses, as much as $3,000 a day, depending on what's happening. And, you know, there's a gamut out there. But I think the big thing that, that people have to do is the first thing is they have to understand the risk associated with the incoming storm and what that does to your business. You know, there's basically four levels of risk when we come, when we look at disaster preparation for small businesses. And the first one is it negligible? So for instance, we've got this event brewing out in the Gulf right now. And we're all hoping that it's just that, that it is not something that's going to disrupt your day-to-day business and operations. We may get really, it may get really wet, but hopefully nothing more than that. The next level up from that is marginal disruption. And that really means that there's going to be a you're going to staff down. It's going to change the flow of your service. And then the next one, of course, is critical, where you're going to be shut down for anywhere from 3 to 5 days. With a loss of power and potentially damage to the building. And then, of course, there's catastrophic, which everyone can sort that out.
Right.
But there's probably six critical areas that a business owner needs to look at when it comes to preparation for storms. And if you'll forgive me, I'm going to put my glasses on.
Okay, yeah.
All right. So at the top of the list are your operations issues. So, you know, what is going on with your accounts receivable and payables? Do you have a backup plan for your computer systems? What about providing any medical services that are needed for staff who would be staying on site? What are you doing about payroll, your mail, and any, if you're in food services, what about your food preparation and storage timelines? What does that do to your food cost and your operating cost? The next area would be your inventory. What are you doing to protect your stock and your supplies? What about any raw materials that may be exposed to the elements that your business has, whether it be equipment or supplies? And then what about emergency supplies when you reopen? Then the next thing you need to consider is the equipment and what's going on with your computer networks, any specialty equipment that may be associated with your business, as well as furniture, copiers, anything and everything that can be damaged by water or wind, you need to take into consideration. With that same effect, what's going on with your business, with your building? Do you have storm windows on your storefront? What about your parking lot? Does it flood? If you're in the restaurant industry, you need to bring in your patio furniture, umbrellas, anything like that. What about your awnings? Can you take them down or can you only tie them up? And then, of course, there's the insurance issues. And there is a great tool that is called a self-assessment of critical assets. And basically, it's just a simple spreadsheet that you can complete that helps you come up with the timeline and the inventory of what you need to do next. When it comes to protecting your people, make sure you've got an emergency contact list. Make sure that you have a list of your customers, potentially, as well as vendors and suppliers. You'll want to reach out to them sooner versus later. And then you'll want to keep a visitor list in event that people show up on site after the storm. Have a record of who might have been impacted that's critical to your business that you need to get in touch with. And then, of course, have a list of your key partners. Those are your trade partners, government officials, and community partners that you may want to reach out to after the event.
So, wow,
that's a lot of information.
So is there a kind of a one-stop place where businesses can find this so they can just have it on hand so they know
absolutely
what they need to do?
So the U.S. Commerce, U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation has a wonderful website that is designed to support small business owners. And it has this tool that's called Resilience in a Box. And it's about a 3-page PDF that literally walks you through a series of checklists to make sure that you have a plan. One of the realities that I always talk about is that knowledge is the key to preparation. You don't know what you don't know until you don't know it.
Right.
So making sure that you know your evacuation area, both for your business and for your personal welfare. Know your home, know your business. The same thing applies there. So as you would prepare at home with storm shutters and supplies, you have to do the same exact thing for your business. And, you know, there was a saying that went through the county last year that it's not going to be fixed, or it's on you for 72.
Right.
Right? Well, what they realized was that at hour 73 and 74, a lot of folks were thinking the power was going to be back on and things were going to be open up. So the real thing to keep in mind is that it's not going to be fixed in 96. So if you realize that in 4 days' time, things are not going to be back to normal, from your personal recovery, what does that mean for your business? Mm-hmm. And then after the storm, the other part of the Resiliency in a Box PDF shares with you about how to process claims. You know, what do you need to do before the storm so that if you have to file a FEMA claim or you need to apply for an SBA loan, do you know what you need to do? Do you have the photographic evidence to support those claims of what it looked like before versus what it looks like now? Do you have your insurance documents? Do you know all of your financial information as a business as well as an individual? And having all that in place allows you to then navigate the chaos after the storm or after the event, because it doesn't have to be a storm in this
right.
county. It could be a tornado, it could be a flood, it could be a wildfire.
Right.
So making sure that you have this information on the ready when you leave your building and you lock it up to write out whatever's about to happen is critical.
Right. So that's the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation.
Yes, website. And I'll get it over to you.
Okay, great. Yeah, we'll be sure to distribute that and make sure that we get that to businesses so they can use that resource.
It's super easy. It's a little time consuming, but most planning is.
Right.
Any business owner that's done a strategic plan knows that, you know, the power is in the aftermath.
Yeah. Take a little time now, save you a lot of time and money
in the
on
end.
The back end. Yeah,
that's right.
Exactly.
That's
so,
right.
So talk about Brace's role before, during. You talked a little bit after, mm-hmm. but before and during a storm. How do you all gear up and get ready and respond?
Okay. So as a disaster services nonprofit, Brace is really operates in four areas. So readiness, which is the before the storm, then response, which is after, recovery, which is after, and then resources, basically those four R's. So on the readiness side, we run the Community Emergency Response Team Program, or CERT, where we train members of the community on how to assist in an emergency response. So we do a series of training courses throughout the county and with an assortment of organizations such as a church or synagogue, the Lions Club, the Rotary Club, the American Legion, the university systems, to really help them help themselves, because there's a gap that happens between the time an event occurs and the time that the first responders show up.
Right.
At that point in time, someone who is trained through the CERT program may be able to do something to assist. It's not their job to fix it or to stabilize it or anything along there. They're just here to band-aid things until the county or the city emergency management responders can get on site. So whether it's fire rescue or it's the police department, it's really about what can be done until they show up. So we run that program. Then we run the advanced training for that, which is called Citizen Corps. And then we do a bunch of additional training for homeowners associations about mapping your neighborhoods. So do you know what your neighbors around you need? Mm. Do you know what their capabilities are to provide assistance? And so that you're aware. I have a bit of a thinking about that it's good to know what's happening on your flanks and to make sure that you know what people around you need assistance with.
Right.
So that's the before the storm. During the storm, we are a member of the Emergency Operations Center. We support Escambia County Emergency Management with volunteers and donations. We also assist with a liaison with the National Guard and are a support agencies with the American Red Cross for sheltering in 5 out of the 6 shelters here in Escambia.
Okay. So, yeah, and I typically sit at the ESF 18 desk
right.
when there's something. So if something does happen, we'll be seeing a lot of each
other.
We
absolutely will.
Hopefully not. Hopefully not.
Exactly.
For a while. So, yeah, talk about that. You were talking about some of the community organizations mm-hmm. that you reach out to and try to educate. If someone wants to get involved and either learn more or be a part of volunteering or anything like that, what can folks do for that?
Sure. Well, the first thing you can do is go to the BRACE website, which is BeReadyAlliance.org. And there's a contact sheet there. You fill it out, and someone will get back in touch with you. Normally within, if it's normal business hours, probably within an hour or two. If it's after hours, we'll catch you the next day. But we are incredibly excited. We've got a lot of volunteer opportunities coming up. We have a lot of trainings happening this summer in all over Escambia County, not just here in Pensacola, but we're excited to offer a community training up in Century in partnership with the Lions Club in Pensacola State. So there's a lot of really good stuff happening. And, you know, if BRACE doesn't fit for you, then we can certainly help you find an organization to get involved with. We've got great working rapports with Team Rubicon, who's a fantastic disaster services veterans association. We do a lot of work with the American Red Cross, the Salvation Army. So it's just, we'll help you find a home if BRACE is not the fit you're looking for.
Right. So anything else, maybe on the personal side, you talked a lot about businesses, anything on the personal side that people need to be aware of as they get ready for hurricane season?
Well, I think that, you know, I mentioned the knowledge is power, knowledge is preparation, and know your evacuation zones, know your plan. Do you know where you're going to go? Sometimes you don't have to evacuate 4 hours away, mm-hmm. 5 hours away to Atlanta. It may do you just fine to go to Montgomery, depending on what's happening. Make sure that you have a plan for your supplies. Have a plan for your pets. Again, doing that insurance checkup if you're a homeowner or even a renter is super important. If you're a renter, there's a great rider that you can get on your renter's policy that's called a loss of use. That means that if you cannot stay where you are paying to stay, that your insurance will pay up to a certain amount every day for you to stay somewhere else.
Right.
But you have to ask for it. It's not something that's automatically included on renter's insurance.
Okay.
If you're a homeowner, have that conversation with your agent. Make sure you've got all your mortgage documents put together in your go box. Know what your plan is for your pets, or if you're caring for someone with functional needs and what their needs are going to be. If you've got special medical needs, there's a registry you can sign up with here in Escambia County, and there is a special needs shelter. And you want to make sure that if that's something you need to do, that you reach out to the county and get signed up for that sooner versus later.
Right. So again, it's all about preparation, planning, having your documents if you do need to go, having them safe and secure with you, so that when things calm down and you can get in touch with your insurance company and those types of folks, that you have those readily available.
Right. One of the unfortunate realities for Hurricane Maria as well as Hurricane Dorian in the Bahamas was that there was such catastrophic damage that people left and did not take documents with them.
Mm.
And then the challenge is replacing documents, getting driver's licenses, getting information. So if you decide to stay, make sure that you've got all of that information in a watertight, sealed location and that you know where it is.
Right.
because half the battle sometimes after the storm are documents.
Right, right. So any other activities or things happening with Brace? And you know, we talk about hurricanes and storms and all that, but
right.
what other things that does the community know about what your mission is?
Well, we, as you may have heard over the weekend, we had our Hurricane Sally volunteer kickoff on Saturday, where we partnered with 15 organizations to stand up tables at Escambia Search and Rescue over on Nims Road to highlight volunteer opportunities. As I said earlier, you know, recovery is the responsibility of the local community. And as you and I had talked about prior to coming on the air, that the recovery from Sally is kind of patch quilt right now. It's everybody pitching in and doing a little bit here and a little bit there, so one agency isn't seen as the sole source for fixing the problems. And what it allows us to do is really stretch our resources as far as we can and help as many people as we can. So if you missed the kickoff this weekend, go to the Brace website, BeReadyAlliance.org, and sign up. We will be happy to, we've got 6 projects that are coming up that we need volunteer crews for. And we would love to be able to have you on board.
That's great. And you know, we have such a giving and engaged community that you know, it's really inspiring to see how we respond from these storms and the things that we've gone through over the last couple years. And so really encourage folks, if you're looking for a way to help with recovery, Brace has these opportunities, and get in touch with them. They'll be able to get you involved.
Well, we would greatly appreciate the support, and we encourage as many people as are interested to get involved. You know, there's an important part of the community is service to others.
Right.
And I think it's in the short time I've been here in Pensacola, it's something that beats well through this community. And so I'm grateful for your support and that of WEAR and News 92.3. So right. We're grateful.
Right. Now we have great media partners that always get the word out.
Exactly.
Anything else you want to share as we get close to wrapping up here?
I think the big thing is that, you know, make sure that you're prepared. And I can't say it enough to enough audiences. Have a plan for your kids, especially your little ones. Pillowcases make great packing tools. If you're running short on time to evacuate, make sure you've got plenty of food and water, and be prepared.
Yeah, that's the thing. Be prepared. You know, sometimes it happens quickly, and sometimes it happens when we don't expect it. And that's kind of what happened with Sally. So,
right.
You know, you got to stay vigilant until the season's over.
Right. And, you know, and find your trusted sources. I mean, News 92.3 is a great place to come to get updates and, you know, have your trusted news sources so you can stay abreast of what's going on. If you don't have a solar-powered radio, we'd encourage you to do that as well.
Okay. Another good suggestion.
Thanks.
So Michelle Luckett, CEO of Brace, again, welcome to Escambia County and our community, and thank you for what you do. A very important job, and you know, we're here at the chamber to support you and be a part of you know, what you do, and anything we can do to help, please let us know, and we'll get the word out.
Great, thanks, Todd.
Absolutely. A few chamber updates as we get close to wrapping up here. A few ribbon cuttings this week I want to make you aware of. If you're available and would love to stop by and see some of these new businesses that have joined the chamber, Fraser Property and Adjusting on Wednesday, June 16th at 2 p.m. That they're located at 3105 West Michigan Avenue. They're a new member of the chamber, and we're very excited to have them on. And Tomley Consulting, Maggie Tomley, recently joined the chamber and is doing business consulting. So she'll be doing a ribbon cutting actually at the chamber office at 418 West Garden Street on the fourth floor. That's also Wednesday, June 16th at 4 p.m. And coming up next week, we have a business after hours, which will be at Long Hollow Creative, 700 North Gillibard Street. and from 5 to 7 p.m. So again, a great networking opportunity for you and your business to get reconnected as we really get back into networking this year. So we're excited about what's coming up, and we want to keep you connected on the Chamber Connection.